From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition, CSJP partners with hotels to secure employment for at-risk youth. 11 persons from Steertown in St. Anne have received permanent employment since the start of the year, thanks to partnerships forged between the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and businesses on the North Coast. More from Assistant Community Action Officer for Steertown, Cadian Hutchinson.
We've managed to build some reputable partnerships with a number of organizations, include the hotels here on the North Coast. Jewel's Resort is one of those hotels that has been playing an integral role with us. Royal Decam and also in Ranaldi have participated in our training program where we select persons from the community and send them on the property for a period of 3 weeks training. And based on their performance, they were kept on.
Anne-Marie Braham from Steertown is a recent participant in the training program. She's now employed at the Jewel Resort.
I used to work at beaches a long time ago. When I wasn't working, it was very hard, challenging as a single parent. Because of that, I went to the center. Miss Cadian introduced me to the program. And I went there for the training for the month. And it was successful. And after training, employment granted. And I'm now working in the housekeeping department.
Training and development manager at Jewel Resort, Kerri-Ann Poyser, says the hotel is pleased with its partnership with the Social Intervention Initiative, as the CSJP youngsters are always eager to work.
We screen them, they go to orientation, we talk about the expectations, the objectives of the program, ensuring that we're on the same page, that they understand that this is placement, it's an opportunity. Once we set that platform, then they're placed, they're observed, they're evaluated periodically. I was very impressed. They were very enthusiastic.
The training and development manager has hailed the program for its ability to turn around the lives of unattached youth.
It does work, and that even if you've been out in the garrison for how long, there is hope. And we decided that as a company, as Jewel Resort, we wanted to extend that hand of opportunity, and we have absolutely no regrets. We're very pleased, and this is why we are still on board in 2013, and it's our hope to continue.
Anne-Marie Braham, who was recently placed at the Jewel Resort, also has high praises for the program.
It's a good program for young people. They are working at that. They are taking people off the street and send them in relevant business places so that they can get employed.
CSJP Community Action Officer Cadian Hutchinson is hopeful this and similar partnerships will continue.
There's much more you could benefit from the program. I mean, the community is faced with three problematic areas. Those include unskilled adults and youth, lack of education, and illiteracy. And CSJP has been tackling the three problematic areas, and if the program should continue, I know a number of persons would benefit from the services.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.